Hey, holiday savings are in effect on select Browning firearms until December 31st. Save $100 on over and under shot and auto loading shotguns. Save $75 on pump shotguns, center fire rifles, and all rim fire rifles and pistols. And save $50 on center fire pistols. Holiday savings on Browning firearms at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. Call 410-242-6108. Clyde's is your full-line Browning dealer. Browning, the best there is.
The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoors and Radio Show, celebrating 30 years today on the WCBM 680, and tomorrow celebrating 1 year married to the beautiful and talented and lovely and gracious Miss Robin. Let's talk to Chuck on the Eastern Shore. Good morning, Chuck. How are you?
Good morning, Alan. How are you?
Hey, buddy. Good to hear from you.
I called to say hi to Robin and happy anniversary, and that's awesome, man, and congratulations on the 30 years of the radio show. That's awesome.
Yeah, man. Yep, I appreciate it. Well, we've known each other probably close to 20, something like that.
Yes, sir.
And, and I appreciate that. I know Robin loves talking to you and being – there's nobody that doesn't like being in a room with Chuck, that's for sure.
So. It's funny, and I was laughing because I had to ask you. I'm down in Sicca World.
I know,
and I had to ask you for the phone number. And of course, you know the story. But to anyone that hunts or fishes or anything out there, man, if you don't have a waterproof floatable case for your $1,000 cell phone these days, you're making a big mistake. Because I started laughing when I had to ask you for
that's
the
pretty funny
number, and I was like, I know Alan. He knows exactly why I can't call the show and why I need the number.
Because
I just dumped a $1,000 cell phone in the marsh.
Oh my gosh! I was there that day, and that's the morning. That's the morning I missed one. And you were able to take a nice stag with this is in the first weekend of firearm season. You took a nice stag that Sunday.
Yep.
And you came out of the woods and you're patting yourself. Where's my phone? Oh my gosh. Oh geez. You kind of have a history. You kind of have a history with cell phones. I mean,
I was there
the day you went overboard.
Yes.
With our buddy Captain Dan on the Potomac.
Thank God we talked ESPN into cutting that out. That was not a good thing.
That wasn't on the broadcast.
And the worst part, I mean, I'm trying to help Captain Dan. I'm trying to help Captain Dan. His rod went into the water, and he spins the front of that boat. I'm trying to get his rod. And where do I go? Right into the, what was I on, the Potomac?
You're on the Potomac.
We were doing a congressional fishing
tour. Yeah, Congressional Sportsman's Foundation and, fishing tour. They had Bass Pros there and everything. ESPN was there. They were filming the whole deal.
Matter of fact, I can't remember what I had to bribe that cameraman with to not make sure that did not make the cut.
Cut.
Yeah, that was pretty comical.
Into
the drink I went. I just looked up at Dan like, really?
Yeah, really. Thanks a lot. I appreciate that. You still had the phone. They weren't waterproof at the time.
No.
You fried it. No question.
And then the best part of that story is, of course, I worked for Bass Pro Shops at that time. And,
right.
It's always a hard thing to call someone and say, hey, I need you to FedEx me a new phone because I just put one in the drink.
Yeah, company
and
phone.
Sure enough, if you remember right.
I do.
3 days later.
I remember.
I'm on the Atlantic Ocean,
mm-hmm.
tuna fishing,
mm-hmm.
and I dumped that one in the ocean.
Mm-hmm. I do remember that.
And if you think it's hard to call and ask for a new cell phone, originally, you tried doing it 4 days later for another one.
Yeah.
And of course, Bass Pro was wonderful. They replaced
it. Oh, sure.
They said, Chuck, next time, it's on your dime.
It's on your dime. And Chuck said, yes, ma'am, I understand completely.
Absolutely. You lose two cell phones in a one-week period. So, that's my history of cell phones, which is no good.
Not good. No, not good.
Not good at all. So.
No. I panic when I leave it set in the bathroom. You know? Where's my phone? Call me.
Exactly. So what are you and Robin doing tomorrow? Anything fun?
I think we're going to head to Ocean City. Probably stay overnight on the ocean. Have a nice dinner, probably at Ruth's Chris down there.
Yeah.
And it's kind of chill out a little bit. We've got a big construction project going on the house, and it's a little mind bending to deal with all that. So we're just going to escape for a day.
Gotcha. That sounds good.
And
wonderful.
Then stop at Bay Country Baker on the way back and pick up our anniversary cake and, you know, go from there.
Just drove by.
Yeah, good people. You need to stop there, man. You need to stop and pick up a couple.
I've heard wonderful things.
Yeah, you need to stop and pick up a couple.
Everything melts in your mouth.
Exactly.
Exactly what I heard.
Yep, exactly right. Good stuff. Good people, too.
Good stuff.
And Dave's a fisherman and a hunter, so there you go. What's better than that?
Perfect. Very good.
Yeah. Good luck out there today. You headed to the big tall stand?
Yeah, I'm going to stay relatively dry today. I'm not going back into flooded timbers today. Obviously, it's raining, no good. So it's nice to have that,
that
option.
That east
nice
wind.
To have an option to stay dry.
That east wind is tough. I'll call you. Yeah. Maybe I'll get down there next weekend. We'll see what happens.
Sounds good, bud.
I mean,
you got the picture of the bear, right?
I got the picture of the bear. And by the way, I wanted to say, and I didn't say it before, and I want to say it now, our condolences to the Gertz family.
Absolutely, thank you.
On the loss of their patriarch Bobby, he was well liked in the Crownsville area, and so you know he passed, I believe, on the 3rd. So
Dale's a very good friend of ours.
He is.
And I'm a very, as you know, very very close. I was like Bobby's third son.
Exactly.
And we were really tight, and it hit us hard. And he was a good guy, and
no question.
Yeah, it's a big loss. Big loss. He put sunshine into everybody's day.
He did, and you know he was there. He was there in early muzzleloader season. I got to see him and talk to him. And he goes,
"That's right.
Yeah. Early muzzleloader.
That was a good time. Yeah, I'm glad that got to happen.
Yeah, me too. He's like, well, I'm going to the slot. So like, okay, bye. See you later. So,
well, that guy was full of energy. And
he was
fun, man.
Yeah.
Well, dude, I am going to head out to the woods.
Get going, man. It's getting late.
And love you and Robin, and you guys have a great day.
All right, brother. Good luck today.
Good luck today.
Thanks, Chuck. Bye-bye. There he goes. Okay. Bill and Dundalk, then Claude, then Tom. Good morning, Bill. How are you?
Good morning, sir. Happy anniversary to you and Miss Robin.
Well, thank you very much.
And 30 years, that's a long time.
Yeah.
Radio.
That's a lot of Saturdays to give up during hunting season, isn't it? And fishing season.
Yeah. Huh? I like listening to you because you got a nice show and all. You really got a lot of experience in the woods and all.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate
that. You're
welcome. Indeed. So, all right. I guess you're in the contest.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
And we appreciate that. And you have a Merry Christmas, Bill.
Oh, you too, then, sir.
All right, buddy. Take care. It's just Alan. There's no sir attached to it.
Oh, okay, Mr. Alan.
All right, buddy. Bye, bye. There we go. Officer Claude in Arbutus. Good morning, Claude. How are you?
Hey, buddy. You live in Easton?
I do.
Does that siren wake you up when a fire whistle blows in the middle of the night? Can you hear it?
Occasionally. Why?
No, I was just curious. That's all. Because I used to live down in Queen Anne Hillsboro a long time ago.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I mean, you know, everybody hears a siren, but it usually doesn't wake us up.
Oh, okay.
You know, I mean, occasionally when we're sitting there in the front room or something, we'll hear it, but, you know, it doesn't. Hey, look, I lived near Randallstown for, 30 years. So fire sirens in the middle of the night.
Right.
Police cars on Liberty Road in the middle of the night.
It don't bother you.
Traffic accidents in the middle of the night. Gunshots in the middle of the night. No, I've never heard any of it. Yeah. Of course, I just had my hearing tested this week, and I have significant hearing loss, according to the technician. So we'll deal with that when we deal with it.
Yeah, we'll have to get you a hearing aid. But anyway, congratulations to you, Robin.
Thank you. Appreciate that. I'm sorry she's not here today.
You want to hear something idiotic that the mayor of Baltimore is doing?
Not necessarily.
They're buying these guns back. Like, the real criminals are going to give you their good guns. They're going to give you these pieces of junk guns. So if anybody's got a piece of junk gun that they want to make a couple hundred dollars on, all you got to do is turn it into the city of Baltimore. No questions asked.
Thank you for that, Claude. You have a wonderful day, buddy. Appreciate it.
Merry Christmas, guy.
Merry Christmas. Bye-bye. There he goes. Tom in Ellicott City. Thanks for holding on. How you doing, Tom?
What's up, Dion?
Same old, same old. How about yourself?
Keeping the citizens of Maryland safe on the roadways.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. So, yeah. Yep. Are you you're out of the Howard County barracks, right?
I am.
Yeah. Gotcha. How's the crime in Howard County these days?
Surprisingly light.
That's good. Traffic, however.
Whole different ballgame. But I just want to wish you and Robin a happy anniversary.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate that.
Get in on the gun contest.
You're in on it. Yeah. What's the name of your security business? Harford something.
Harford Security.
Harford Security. You do the entire home security thing with no contract, right?
That's me.
I got it. Hey, well, buddy. Good. It's going okay for you?
Yeah. Not bad.
Well, good.
Can always be busier.
Yeah. Well, you know, I would rather have a cop install my security system than A, order it offline, or B, invite people I don't know into my home. Just saying.
Sounds like a good idea to me.
I think so. Harford Security. All right, Tom. Appreciate it, buddy. Merry Christmas to you.
Same to you, bud. Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye. Whoops. Mary in Parkville, good morning.
Good morning, Alan. I just wanted to congratulate you on your 30 years. I think I've been listening to you that long. No, I'm not a hunter. You might remember my husband was from State College, Pennsylvania.
I do remember. Yes,
I do. Remember him? He had polio, and he was a big hunter back in his day. And
that's right.
He used to love to hear you talk and everything, and you were so good to him. You really were. But I wanted to congratulate you for that and for your first anniversary. So,
well, thank you, Mary. Appreciate
like
that.
Say, I'm not a hunter myself, but I understand it, and I'm for it. And I just, it's just wonderful to hear you talk all the time. I've always just liked your voice and the people you talk to. You're such good people.
Well, we appreciate that. And, you know, the people that I hang with are pretty good people. And the people in this, in the outdoors world are, for the most part, pretty good people.
It's just a difference in people like you that make the world a better place to live. So I'm thankful for you. Okay. So you have a good holiday and a good anniversary. And I hope you're on 30 more years.
I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Okay.
All right, Mary. Appreciate it. You have a wonderful day.
You too.
Merry Christmas. Bye-bye.
Merry Christmas to you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hey, Walt. How you doing?
Pretty good, Alan. I just called to give you an update. I talked to you last week about shooting a doe and then seeing a big buck later.
Yeah.
And we had a conversation that I decided, I didn't really need extra meat, but I was going to sit and wait for a buck. So, shortly after daylight, two nice does came out, and they milled around for 40 minutes or so. And all of a sudden, they start looking up the field past me.
Mm-hmm.
And here he comes. 10-pointer came down, and I was able to take him. Big body deer, a real respectable rack, real symmetrical. And in my 45 years of hunting, the 10-pointer is the only one I missed. I mean, I hadn't had in my group. I've killed just about every size all the way up to 13 point, but
wow.
I've never taken a 10. So my wife has always said she wanted a 10, so I got it.
Oh, well, congratulations. You going to send me a picture for the magazine?
Well, I didn't have a camera with me. I took a cell phone shot. It's not real good, but maybe I'll try to get it to you.
All right. Is it a selfie with you in it?
No, because I was alone. I had to take it,
Oh, yeah. So you don't know how to work the timer on your phone?
Well, see, I still have a flip phone. I'm old school.
Oh, man. You know, if it weren't for the business and all that stuff, I would probably still have my flip phone. You know, I just, but it's just out of necessity. You got to do the online thing, get your emails, get your, you know, your texts and all that stuff. I mean, it's a computer in your, in the palm of your hand.
So. Yeah. My 5-year-old grandson keeps telling me, said, Pop, if you get one, I'll show you how to use it.
Well, you know, text me that picture. I'd love to see it.
Okay, we'll do.
All right. Thanks, Walt.
Great.
Hey,
happy holiday.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
See you, buddy.
Bye
bye. Yep. Our buddy out at Battery Warehouse, Randy. Out in Eldersburg, big giant man of a, you know, Man Mountain Jr., you know, hands twice the size of mine, and I got some pretty good mitts on me. But, Randy, shot a nice 7 point that weighed 240 something on the scale. He's a deer 6.5 years old, never had a better rack than a 7 point. Beautiful rack, beautiful animal. 240 something, I think. It was a massive deer, 6.5 year old buck. So there's some beasts out there, no question. All right. And they're out there today. So good enough. Good enough. 410 WCBM 680, get in the muzzleloader contest. Call in, leave your name and number. You're in the contest. Go in the air with me and we're good to go. How about that? Hey, you know what? The Browning X-Bolt bolt action rifle is Browning's latest bolt action. The innovative X-Bolt. Designed for total accuracy, the Browning X-Bolt incorporates the new 3-lever feather trigger to give you the most precise feel of any factory trigger. The X-Bolt's hand-chambered free-floating barrel and X-Lock scope mounts ensure that every shot you take stays right on target. Check out the Browning X-Bolt at Clyde's Sports Shop. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off the Beltway Exit 9, call 410-242-6108, 410-242-6108. Clyde's is your full-line Browning dealer. The X-Bolt, you can save $75 till the end of the year. Browning, the best there is. Let's talk to John in North Carolina. Good morning, John. How you doing?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
I'm well.
Congratulations. You know, happy anniversary.
Well, thank you, brother.
I appreciate that. Basically called just to wish you a Merry Christmas.
Well, good, John. How's your season going?
Lousy. Well, early on, you know how it is. The first couple of times you go out, I mean, there's deer everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
I'm putting all my buddies on deer. There's a deer. There's a deer. There's...
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And then I started to get serious, but we had, 16, 17 inches of snow. That shut me down for 2 weeks.
That would have been perfect.
Well, I didn't see a thing. I went out Wednesday. I've got 10-inch boots and a 12-inch, what's left of a 12-inch snow. And I saw a couple of tracks, no deer. I'm starting to feel pressure because I owe somebody some venison.
Uh-oh.
You know, it's just the average deer.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, a guy called in and his son killed a button buck, and I was talking to him last week, Wes from Westminster, talking about, you know, you got to watch those button bucks and that type of thing, and, you know, you just be careful if a deer comes in by itself, it's probably a button, you know, and so I'm sitting there in the stand last Saturday evening up in Cecil County, and I want to take a doe, you know, for the farm or, you know, whatever, if the nice buck shows up, it's good. I got about 10 minutes left of shooting light, and here comes a deer. It's feeding along. It's walking towards me, walking past me, and I'm looking behind it, waiting for, you know, a buck or something, and I can't. I'm thinking, well, this is probably this is the only whitetail I've seen on this property this year. Now, they've taken a few deer, and there's a bunch of deer there. They just, you know, it depends on which side of the road you're on.
Right.
Because the guy across from me had, you know, 14 in front of him. So, anyway, I decide, well, I'm gonna give this to the farm anyway, so, you know, I'll tag it, check it in, but I'll just donate it to the landowner. And I pulled the trigger and, you know, got up to it and went, that's a little smaller than I thought it was. And then it turned out, I flipped it over and turned out to be a button buck myself. I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I did that. But,
yeah,
you know,
I've done that a couple times.
Yeah, I mean, it's mostly unavoidable, you know,
yeah.
Unless you just decide to pass all the way. So, hang on a minute. So, we'll, I'm sorry to hear your season's not going as well, but I do love deer hunting in the snow. I love deer.
Generally, it's great because it gives me a leg up. I can see.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that,
love to see the deer coming in the snow. No question about it. Yeah. I mean, now it's not a cold snow, right? I mean, it's not. It's right now. It's just melted. It's not. You're not.
Yeah, right now,
you're not freezing to death down there.
No, right now it's pretty warm. I'm not. I'm still in the house today. It's raining. Which would be good, but I got to go to work later. Anyway.
Yeah, I got gotcha. You.
Just hang out till dark.
So
anyway,
well, hang in there a minute, John. Hold on. Got a lot of things. A lot of moving pieces here in the studio today.
Oh, okay.
Hey, good morning, Mark.
Morning. Both of you, how are you doing?
Good. Morning, Mark and John.
Yeah, this is Merry Christmas Part 2.
Merry Christmas Part 2. Hey, John, guess who's on with you there?
Yeah, I can hear him.
Yeah,
I think I've heard that voice before.
Every time you... I was going to say every time you look in the mirror, that doesn't even make any sense.
That's close enough. We are twins.
I know. So, how you doing, Mark?
Good. No complaints.
Good.
No complaints.
Good. I hope you guys get along. I mean, we're linking your calls here together. So,
we're best friends.
That's good. Glad to hear that. So, oh my goodness. So, you heard about John's luck there in North Carolina on the deer hunting, and Mark, do you eat venison?
Yes, I have.
Yeah.
I have.
But you don't actively hunt.
No. It's not something I've done yet.
I got it.
But, you know, hey, it's not over yet.
Not over yet. No, there's plenty of opportunity. No question about that.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I'd never done it until I ran into your show when I used to listen to Stu Kerr.
Stu Kerr. Oh, my gosh. He used to come on after me in the old station. I think he was on. He started before I did.
Yeah.
You know.
And I used to tune in early. One thing led to another.
How about that?
And then I'm taking my hunter safety.
Exactly. That's great. Man, at the old music fair location before they built BJ's and all that stuff over there, man, there used to be a big deer population over there.
Oh, yeah. Well, you can still drive by, and every once in a while you'll see a deer by the towers.
Yeah. I walked out of the studio. In the back, two memorable occasions, a doe with three fawns, I remember that. And then I walked out there and there were two or three or maybe four bucks. They average 2.5-year-old bucks, you know. And they were just feeding along, no problem at all. And a giant, and I mean very giant, 8-point.
Huge.
Walked up out of that little marsh, that was there, out of like a creek bottom or whatever it was. You could see him coming. I saw the rack before I saw him, and it just kept coming higher and higher. And he stepped out in that field, and he looked left, and he looked right, and he popped his head up. Just, you know, like, hey, guys, here I am. And those other three or four bucks just scattered left and right. I mean, they knew Boss Hogg was in town. No question about it. I hear a cat. Is that yours, Mark?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, you have a cat that hangs out in your office, don't you?
Yeah. She's a real screamer. She just screams.
Oh, well, good.
All the time.
Glad to hear it.
Yeah.
So, all right. Well, cool. Hey, John, nice to hear from you. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, and may next year be wonderful.
Thank you. We appreciate that. And you won a muzzleloader at one time, didn't you?
I did. That's why I didn't enter the contest.
Ah, gotcha.
I didn't call this year. Been distracted, busy, and looking for deer. But
I hear you.
The CVA really is great. I started with a TC Black Diamond.
Right.
And it's a great gun, but it's a pain in the neck to clean.
But CVA with that breech plug just twirls out with your fingers. That's really great.
Oh yeah, so. And I bought the 209 breech plug, so I don't.
That's the way to go.
Clean it for 2 weeks.
Now. That's the way to go. Yep.
Oh, that's fantastic.
All right, brother. Thanks for the call, Mark.
Bet.
Anything else, brother?
Good. Just wishing you and Robin and everybody a Merry Christmas and like Tron. I saw a wonderful New Year.
Well, thank you very much. Sounds like you got a little cold going or something there.
Early in the day. I haven't used the voice before.
Well, get a cup of hot coffee or hot tea and get her cleared out.
Yeah.
All right, buddy. Have a good weekend. Merry Christmas to you, Mark.
Thank you. You too.
All right, buddy. Bye-bye. There he goes. Hello.
Well, good morning.
Good morning.
Why, good morning, and how are you? Happy anniversary.
I'm doing well, Jordan. Thank you, buddy.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
And happy anniversary of the show. 30 years.
30 years, brother. That's for sure.
You're beating me by 4 years when I was on.
I remember
when I was online.
Yeah. So.
And, of course, I remember the studios on Music Fear Road.
Oh, yes, of course. No question.
I remember Dwight Weller even changed the light bulbs on the top of the
Dwight
tower.
Weller, man. Dwight Weller, yeah. There's a name from the past. Dwight was a great engineer, great guy, good friend of Kathy and mine, and, you know, unfortunately passed way too early.
Yes.
You remember Dwight?
I think I do.
Yeah.
He was Professor Weller. He also taught at Johns Hopkins.
Really?
Electronics.
Mm-hmm. Really? I remember he told me one time what his stage name was. I mean, his radio name when he was, I can't remember where he was, down south somewhere. He was radio personality Glenn Burney.
Correct. That's correct.
We all have fake names except me. I don't know why I use my real name. I guess, you know, it's probably because I've always used my real name. So,
well, it's also short and easy. Most of us have real long last names.
Yeah, I know. Do you have a radio name?
Mm-hmm.
What is it?
Chris Vincent.
Chris Vincent.
Mm-hmm.
So what's John Vincent's radio name?
I don't think John goes on the air.
Maybe not.
He does sometimes.
Every now and then.
But he doesn't use
that. So you're not now because, I mean, he works overnight.
You didn't have a radio name, did you, Jordan?
Well, we used my first name and added something to the front, and you didn't use the last name.
Wow.
It was Dr. Jordan, right.
Dr. Jordan. Mm-hmm. Dr. Jordan.
Dr. Jordan and Dr. Right.
Grief. All you phonies. Good grief.
No, we're just not armed to the teeth like you are.
That's true. I am armed.
See, there you go.
Yes.
I didn't bring in the antlers. I left them home.
That's a good thing. That's probably a real good thing you didn't bring those in.
Well, now, wait. I may be passing by here later on this week.
Oh, let me have your card there.
Always do a good job.
We, the Spurry family, had in Chesapeake Landing. We ate there the other night, as a matter of fact. Good people.
I know they are.
Good people. Yep, indeed. So, yep. Unfortunately, they were out of snow crabs that night. So, Robin had the salmon, and I had some oyster stew, which is really good. And I can't remember what else I had.
Did you have some good pie?
No, I don't eat pie anymore. I don't eat pie anymore. I don't eat rice. I don't eat potatoes, if I can help it. So, really watching the sugars and starches and that type of thing.
You're doing wonderful.
Well, you know, the A1C was 11.4, so it was time to do something.
Yeah, that was a little on the high side.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, look, I got to do a break here, Jordan. And I got to talk about the Great American Outdoor Show, the world's largest outdoor sports show, February 2nd to the 10th in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. 650,000 square feet of guns, hunting, fishing, and archery. Over 1,100 outdoor exhibitors, more than 200 seminars from outdoor pros, over 400 hunting and fishing outfitters, interactive events, your favorite outdoor celebrities, and entertainment for the whole family. An NRA country concert featuring Lee Bryce, Easton Corbin, and Tyler Farr. Live the adventure at the Great American Outdoor Show, February 2nd to the 10th at the Pennsylvania Farm Show Complex in Harrisburg. Hey, if you're out there waterfowl hunting today and you're lucky and blessed and fortunate, well, you need to take those geese and ducks to Chesapeake Outdoors and have them picked. They're only picking on Saturdays till further notice, and we'll let you know when that further notice is, but they do a great job. That's where I take my geese and my ducks to get picked and plucked and breasted out and whatever else I need to do. Special sale on all tree stands, climbers, ladders, lock-ons, and also on Raven. Well, let me back up. I may have misspoke. Select crossbows, and your selection of crossbows involves 10-point, Mission, Excalibur, Carbon Express, Barnett, and Raven. I don't know which ones are on sale, but you'll find out when you go to Chesapeake Outdoors just in time for Christmas. Rambo bikes, Yeti coolers, firearms and ammunition, muzzle loaders from Thompson Center and CVA. And don't forget, all the waterfowl calls, decoys, steel shot, gear, and camo you could need, want, or imagine. All this at Chesapeake Outdoors, first choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers, Route 50 East, Exit 39B, Dominion Road on Kent Island, Maryland. 410-604-2500, 410-604-2500. You'll be glad you did. This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt it. Choose the Linex Premium or the Linex Extra. Both look great. Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. Linex. Hey, for almost 10 years, hunters have relied on Onyx to help navigate public and private land boundaries across the country. Onyx Hunt is the only tool comprised of over 400 countrywide maps that give clear private and public land boundaries, trails, hunting-specific data, and more. New map layers are constantly being added by pairing with some of the leading names in conservation and the outdoor industry, like the National Wild Turkey Federation and Quality Deer Management Association. Whether it's on your smartphone or on your handheld GPS, make the most of your precious time in the field by navigating with Onyx Hunt. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. Bay Country Bakery in Cambridge. Not only great breakfast from 6 to 11 Monday through Friday and all day Saturday, but they have some of the most delicious fresh baked donuts, pastries, cookies, breads, and cakes on Maryland's Eastern Shore. And there's enough for everyone in camp if you head there now. Dave and Gina Levy, your host, are trained chefs. They strive to bring you the best. Bay Country Bakery, located at 2951 Coastal Highway, just through Cambridge on Route 50 East. Think Big Donut. When I'm on Route 50 heading to or from the deer stand or, duck blind, my mouth and my belly can't wait to stop at Bay Country Bakery for a donut or a sandwich and a fresh cup of hot coffee. I just look for the big donut, the big pink donut with sprinkles on it. It's like 8 feet tall on the side of the bakery and the chocolate donut right there on the highway sign, even after your morning hunt. From 11 till 2, you can grab a tasty lunch. Visit their website or like their Facebook page, Bay Country Bakery. Be sure to stop by and say hello. Maybe you'll see Robin and me there. Stop by Monday and you will, because we're picking up our anniversary cake.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg has taken care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything. Their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Radio 680 WCPM.
Put another log on the fire. Cook me up some bacon and some beans. And go out to the car and change the tire. Wash my socks and sew my old blue jeans. Come on, baby, you can fill my pipe and then go fetch my slippers and boil me up another pot of tea. Then put another log on the fire, babe, and come and tell me why you're leaving me.
All right, let's talk to Miss Fran in Baltimore, then Roby and Carney, and then whoever's ever on line three that we haven't gotten to yet. Hey, Fran, how you doing, girl?
Oh, good morning. How are you?
Doing well. How are you doing?
Oh, fine. You know, it's only the second time in 5 years that I fell back to sleep.
Wow. And well, that's because you stay up all night listening to Coast to Coast.
Anyway.
That's because you stay up all night listening to Coast to Coast.
Well, you know I have to find out what Bigfoot is doing. I saw a cheap T-shirt in the catalog that said, Bigfoot saw me, but nobody would believe him.
I like that one.
And then I said, oh, my God, the 30th anniversary. Oh, let me try to get myself together and wake up. I woke up about 5:06.
Nah, boy.
I'm like, oh, shoot, I almost missed the show.
Nah, you got anyway, it.
Well,
you're here.
I'm not going to be quick, but I called just to, you know, wish you congratulations on your 30 years.
Well, thank you.
I've been listening to you for five.
Yep.
And, I've been listening to you for five, and so glad I turned that radio station that day. You still there?
So are we. So are we. Yeah, we're glad too.
Oh, let me tell you. It changed my life. I've changed my style of dressing.
Wow.
I love pickup trucks. I mean, you know.
Yeah, I get it.
Oh, it's been a pleasure. But I also, and I mentioned it last week, but I wanted to, you know, congratulate you and Robin for your first anniversary bar. You know.
Thank you for that.
You too may not realize it, but you do set an example for people in the radio audience. And by that I mean this. No matter what you've been, Robin said one time, Fran, that life is so good, I just have to tell everybody.
Sure.
You know, I'll tell you, people a lot of times will end up getting what they deserve. Okay? And if you hold on, no matter what's going on in your life, just one more day, tell yourself that each day, the good things can come to you. And you two inspire each other, you know, and inspire everybody out here in the audience should be inspired that good life can get good. No matter, sometimes you seem like, oh, you know, why am I even here? Life can get better, and you two deserve a good life. And so I'm glad you reached your first anniversary. May you both have many more.
Well, thank you very much for that. I appreciate that. It has been an amazing year. I mean, it's epic as far as things that have happened to us. And, you know, we're not going to get into all the personal stuff and all the background stuff, but it's just been crazy. No question about it. So, but we appreciate the well wishes. And, you know, maybe Sparky ought to call in. We ought to get her to call in and talk a little bit here. So,
mm-hmm. So all right. Well, you take care. I'll let the others call in.
Well, thank you, Fran. We appreciate that, and we'll see you soon, I'm sure.
Hope so. All right.
Well, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Roby, good morning. How are you?
How you doing, Mr. Al?
Roby or Robbie?
Roby.
Roby, okay. Got it.
How you doing, partner?
Mr.
Al, just coming up for the springtime, summer stuff like that, fishing in Loch Raven, Deer Creek, the gunpowder.
Yep.
What's the difference between using monofilament or whatever and not braided?
Well, I tell you, I use mono 90% of the time. Yeah, I do. Now, when I'm bass fishing and I need to have a real sensitive touch,
yeah.
I'll use braid. But on the braid, I typically use a fluorocarbon leader. On that.
Fluorocarbon leader?
Yeah, okay. Fluorocarbon leader. Yep, I sure do. And it just, everything helps with sensitivity when you're trying to feel like a light bite. Now, when you're fishing on Deer Creek and you don't have, you know, even like, the only time I fish Deer Creek is for the run of Hickory Shad. And, right. You know, you're fishing fly rod or light spinning gear, you know, those fish hit like a jackhammer. So you really don't have to have a lot of sensitivity there. And you can use, clear line there, the mono line there. But the braid I like for bass fishing, I'd probably like that a little bit,
you know, because it doesn't stretch so much for,
right,
for species of fish that, you know, I mean, like sea trout, or something like that. And a lot of guys use it for rockfish, and that's okay too. But the mono is fine, and mono's been fine for, you know, 80 years.
Yeah. Is there one brand of mono you kind of like over the others?
I've always liked Berkeley, but I've used a bunch. I've used Shakespeare. I've used, I've not used a lot of Stren. It's not really, there's no real prejudice or anything there. Just,
right.
I just like the Berkeley Trilene that I've used. I used the XL for the most part. I use the XT because it's a little stiffer. It's a little more sensitive, you know, and you can get it in green and you, and it, you know, if you're fishing a river system or something like that, I like the XT a little bit better. But I mean, there's all kinds now. I mean, you know, you can get the bright green, the bright yellow. The fish don't seem to bother them at all. So
why sometimes bait casters? Some guys use bait casters. I've never tried one compared to open face.
Well, I take one with me, and I used to use it more than I do now. I just happen to have always liked the spinning rod since I grew up with one. You know, closed faced when I was 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and then went to the Mitchell 300 open faced spinning reel. I've always liked to use a spinning reel. I learned to use a bait caster, but I'm not that accurate with it. But they can be like anything else, like, you know, playing a piano. You practice, and you can get really good with it. And some guys like the control and the feel of them a little bit better, and the way some certain lures work with them, like crankbaits and so forth. Yeah. So.
Well, I think that ought to do it. I just want your opinion, and you'll certainly regard that highly. You know.
I appreciate that. It just comes from being out there a lot.
Yeah. So. Well, look, you and your family. Best to you and your family in the holiday. Okay.
All right. I appreciate it. Thank you. Merry Christmas to you, Robbie.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Randy Belair. Good morning, Randy. How are you?
Good morning, Alan. How's everything going?
Doing well. How about yourself?
Fantastic. I've been listening to your show for about 10 years religiously, but I've never called in, so I figured, well, today's a pretty good day to call in.
I think it's a great day to call in. Absolutely. Absolutely.
like I said, I'm not a hunter or fisherman, but I just enjoy your show. It's a breath of fresh air, listening to all the stories about hunting and fishing. And I'm retiring in about a year and a half. I'll be 58, and listened to, you know, your show for 10 years, I may kind of get the itch to do some hunting.
You know what? I think that's a great idea. It's a wonderful enterprise, puts fresh meat on the table, and it's very entertaining to be out there. I mean, one of our listeners wrote a poem, a fella from Easton. He handed me this poem, and it's called November Woods, and he talks about, you know, seeing a pileated woodpecker and hearing things in the woods and watching things go by, and, you know, it doesn't have anything to do with hunting or killing anything. It's just being out there watching the sun come up. And I've talked about that time and time again, and I love it. I love the sun coming up on the marsh. I love the sun coming up in the woods. I love the sunset on the marsh and the sunset in the woods, you know, because that twilight time, man, that's when all the action is, you know?
Absolutely. So. What I do like, I'll tell you what I do like is, you know, my brother comes up from Florida in the summer, and we'll go down to our friend's pier in Gibson Island with some chicken necks and string and net and catch some crabs.
Dude, catch some crabs for dinner. Sure, why not?
Absolutely. So, I do enjoy that, but, you know, I'm definitely looking forward to retirement, and I may start doing some hunting. I'll let you know how that turns out. But
all right.
Congratulating on your 30 years and your one year wedding anniversary.
Well, thank you. Yep.
Snowing like it did on your wedding day.
It did indeed. And we enjoyed that snow up there in Deep Creek Lake and Garrett County, and we enjoyed that snow for our wedding. So, you know, we don't know if we'll have that anywhere tomorrow or not unless we go west, but I think we're just going to stay local because we got so much going on. So.
Yeah, it's a big day. You'll have fun, but congratulations again, and
Merry Christmas
to you and Robin, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Randy. Appreciate it. Take care.
All right.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. All right. Hey, look who's on the line. Hey, Miss Robin.
Hi.
Hey, how you doing, girl?
I'm awake.
Sorry you're not here.
Yeah, so am I, actually.
Yep.
I forgot it was your big anniversary.
Well, you know, it's your big anniversary, too.
No, I meant about your 30 years.
Yeah.
I got a question for you. It's
what's
on
that?
The air, I know. Where's the light for the back room?
Oh, when you walk out?
Uh-huh.
When you walk out, it's the first switch on the right there in the laundry room.
Oh, I got it. Okay, thank you. Sorry.
And taking the dogs out, are you?
Yeah, I was gonna.
Well,
that
enjoy.
Isn't the right switch. Okay.
Well, hey, hey, sweetie, happy. Hey, things have changed
anyway.
Back there, haven't they?
Very much so.
Yeah. The switches that used to turn lights on don't do that anymore. So,
no, they
but
don't.
But if you want
that's
the
one of our challenges you were talking about.
Exactly. But if you want the big lights, it's still the same switch. It's the push button there closest to the door in the back.
I found it.
Okay.
I found it. Anyway, I just wanted to call in. Thank everybody for all their good wishes. It, like you said, it has been an interesting year, but we've made it through all of it.
We have.
Together, and that's what matters.
That's exactly what matters. We're still there. We're not killing each other and looking forward
good
to
getting... Good times. We're close.
I know. Yeah, I know. But, you know, that's a marriage, you know? So, all right.
But anyway, home working on Christmas gifts.
Yep.
And
I know you are.
I'm going to try to be there next week because it's the day before. It's the time before Christmas.
That's right. I'd love to have you here next week. Okay.
Okay. Thanks, everybody. Y'all have a great day.
All right. Love you, baby. See you soon.
Love you.
Bye-bye.
See you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Drive safe.
Yep. Always. Bye-bye. So there she goes. Love of my life. For almost 10. And Jordan, I haven't paid much attention to you. I'm sorry, buddy. You're just
it's
sitting
okay.
there quietly.
Well,
you ambushed me. You kind of came in and under the radar. So
30 years is a big deal.
It is. It is. So how you been?
Good. And you?
Just can't stay any busier on the air right now.
A lot of moving parts are going.
Exactly. Chris is over there going, we need a break. Hey, for almost 10 years, you know, hunters have relied on Onyx to help navigate public and private land boundaries across the country. Onyx Hunt is the only tool comprised of over 400 countrywide maps that give clear private and public land boundaries, trails, hunting-specific data, and much more. New map layers are constantly being added by pairing with some of the leading names in conservation in the outdoor industry, like the National Wild Turkey Federation and Quality Deer Management Association. Whether it's on your smartphone or on your handheld GPS, make the most of your precious time in the field by navigating with Onyx Hunt. The Browning A5 auto loader, come hell or high water. The hump is back. You may notice a family resemblance. But let's get one thing straight. It ain't your grandpa's Auto 5. In fact, the iconic humpback-shaped receiver is the only thing that the new Browning auto loader shares with its legendary namesake. The all-new Browning A5 is built to be the most reliable, fastest-cycling, best-performing, and softest-shooting recoil-operated, that's, yes, recoil-operated, auto loader on the planet. We are so confident in the A5, we're standing behind it with a 100,000-round or 5-year guarantee that this shotgun will work come hell or high water. Check out the Browning A5 auto loader at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. Call 410-242-6108. Clyde's is your full-line Browning dealer. Browning, the best there is.
Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie Spray-On Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Bedliners rated number 1, carry nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex Premium Bedliner or the Linex Extra. Both look great. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards. You get it. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner, truck gear, and accessories. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Linex.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680,
Born on a mountaintop in Tennessee, greenest state in the land of the free. Raised in the woods so he knew every tree. Killed him a bar when he was only three. Davy, Davy Crockett, king of the wild frontier. Fought single-handed through the Indian War. Till the creeks was whipped and the peace...
Now, I don't know if Chuck, that called in the first of the hour there, killed a bar when he was only three, but he shot one not long ago with a bow down in North Carolina. Did you see the picture? Has a beautiful V-shaped, what do you call that, a crest on its neck? A gorgeous bear. So I'm sure that'll be adorning his display somewhere. So, Jordan.
Yes, yes.
What years were you on the air here? As Dr. Jordan.
It was, oh my goodness, that was from 87, because on the first year it was on WFBR.
Right.
About 87 to 1993.
Okay.
And then it went to a variety of other states.
Yeah, so what are you doing yourself now?
Listening to your show.
I mean, what do you do on a daily basis?
A lot of different things.
I bet, yeah. You're still in the health industry, though, right?
Yes, yes.
Yep.
Yes. Got it. Still in that. It never ends.
Never ends. I got it.
It's going to keep me busy for the rest of my life.
I hope so. That sounds good, man. That sounds good. We appreciate you coming in, bringing us a snack.
I appreciate you having me here. As always, it's like old home coming in here.
Well, I'm glad. Anytime you want to come in, just, you know, let us know.
Thank you.
Sorry you came in late, and we got to get out of here early.
Oh, my goodness. Congratulations for 30 years.
Well, thank you.
And 30 more years, at least.
I appreciate that. So I want to thank all the listeners, all the sponsors. I want to thank my wife, Robin, for calling in and sharing to stay with me, even though she couldn't be here. She's home